Yay! Hello! Yay! We are live! We are live, 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 live. Hello, welcome, 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 and happy Goddess Temple Sunday, y'all! Who is up? It is daylight savings time weekend. We have sprung forward. Let me move the light here. Yay, we have sprung forward, and it just occurred to me, like right before this, why I'm so tired. Because in my head, for some reason, I was mixing up springing forward and falling back, and I was feeling like I gained an extra hour. Like, why am I so tired? But I'm so tired because I did not gain an hour. Hello, come on into the room, come into the room, come into the room. Hit the share button. Put some positivity on your timeline. There is a lot to celebrate. There is happy new moon. There's happy daylight savings time. There's happy secrets of the ancestors oracle launch week. Tuesday is the day. And even with that last week, I realized on Friday, I was like, oh, wait, next week is the launch week. I was thinking somehow there was another week in between, but nope. This is the week. This is the week. This is the week. This is the week. So I am really excited about us having a conversation today. Yay! I see everyone who is gathering. Hello, Goddess Imani, Goddess Priscilla, Goddess Angela, Goddess Sheree, Goddess Ade, Goddess Terry, Goddess Mia. Yay! Oh my goodness! Goddess Mia has her deck. She says, hello from Bali. I have my deck. Yay! Goddess Allison is here. Goddess Tanisha, my sister Jamaican Douglas is here. Yay! Sacred Empress is here. Yay! Yay, 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 yay. Come on in. If we're just meeting for the first time, hey, I am Abiola Abrams, and I am the creatrix of these two beautiful magical decks. So I'm gonna just put this up here. See, boom, that's African Goddess Rising Oracle Deck. And we have our first group of folks who are certified in the deck. And then there's also Secrets of the Ancestors, which is going to be coming out on Tuesday. So if you have pre-ordered, you should hopefully, I hope it comes. I don't know what time, well, I guess it depends on what time your mail comes on Tuesday, because we're live on Hay House all this week except Friday at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So come on over, hang out with me there. Tomorrow, I am chatting with on Hay House my girl, Rebecca Campbell, who creates just the most beautiful, beautiful decks. If you know Rebecca Campbell, if you know, you know. And then later in the week, I'm chatting with, I think, Aida, who is the creator, Goddess Aida, of the Sufi Tarot. So it's going to be a magical week. Goddess Priscilla says, I think mine is coming Wednesday. Goddess Ile Ade says, mine said it would arrive on Wednesday. Okay. So, yeah. So between Tuesday and Wednesday, hello, blessings to you, Goddess Catherine, as well. Yay. Yay. This is so exciting. Okay. Good. Because in the free sessions this week, I'm going to be sharing spreads specifically related to the deck and all kinds of things. So I will look back at that, knowing that most people may be getting them on Wednesday, and it'll all align. Because if you get the deck after one of the free classes that is relevant, you can just sign in at secretsoftheancestors.com, secretsoftheancestors.com. Okay, so Goddess Sharon, you can purchase it now, right now. It's on sale on hayhouse.com for Women's History Month. It is on Amazon and on Barnes and Noble. You can go buy it right this minute. Just type in Secrets of the Ancestors Oracle. And there it is. Yay. Yay. Okay, good. Good. So I saw a movie that I wanted to talk to y'all about. It was I'm watching a lot of kids' movies. Speaking of kids, hello, my beautiful goddess Ruby. Hi, baby. Good morning. Good morning, my beauty. Good morning. Mommy loves you. Who's mommy love? Ruby. Who's mommy's best friend? Ruby. Who's mommy's favorite person in the whole wide world? Ruby. Yay! Who's the smartest girl I know? Ruby. Who's the most beautiful girl I know? Ruby. Yay! On Goddess Temple Sunday mornings, Ruby gets to hang out with my mom and my sister while I come hang out with y'all. And then, but she's over there with them very early in the morning from 7 a.m. usually when she's asleep. So the first time that I get to see her on Sunday mornings is usually right here. Yay. Goddess Priscilla saying, oh, this is making me want a daughter. Yeah. Well, let me just share with you, like we spend our weekends baking and we get to play dollies and we're going to build a dollhouse. I get to do all of my, my things that I didn't get to do, or even actually, no, a lot of things I did get to do, but now I get to do with her. So yes, I highly recommend it if you can. Goddess Allison is saying, hey, Goddess Ruby. All right. So yes, so I saw the movie Coco this weekend, which is a Disney Pixar movie. Just type Coco in the comments if you've seen it. If you have not seen it, I would like you to see it. I'm going to assign it right now to us, my Goddess Temple crew. I'm going to assign to you the movie Coco. I've always wanted to have a book club, but there are a lot of things that are, you know, not books that I also want us to talk about. So let's make it an informal media club. So our first media thing that we're going to do together is Coco. All right. So yeah, type Coco if you've seen it. Yay. Jamaican Douglas says, Coco, I love that movie. Goddess Sharon has definitely seen it. Yay. Okay, wonderful. All right, good. So the movie Coco is very relevant to our journey with our ancestors, as we've been talking about the Secrets of the Ancestors Oracle deck. And let me just touch on this really quickly, and then let's get into some gratitude and continue to move forward. So the movie is about, it follows a Mexican family around Day of the Dead, which is a beautiful practice as shown by the movie, that if you don't keep your ancestors on the altar, if their photos are not on your altar, then it's causing trouble for them in the afterlife, and they can disappear completely if they are not being venerated and honored. And I thought that that was just so relevant and powerful for the work that we have been doing here together, you know, and just such a reminder for all of us about, you know, taking good care of our ancestors, taking great care of our ancestors. Yay. Goddess Priscilla says she was crying. Her little girl cousin was looking at her. Absolutely. I was totally bawling. But Ruby wasn't looking at me funny because she's totally used to it. So we're going to be talking about one of the themes from the movie. The major theme is that in this family, music is totally banned. And it's being passed forward that that's just who we are as a family. So we want to talk about what patterns and pathologies are we living out that have nothing to do with us currently in life, but we just grew up with the idea of that's just how we are. That's how people like me are. That's how my family is. Things that we are not even conscious of and just affect how we move and live. Do you not go to certain places because people like you, your family doesn't do that? My family, we don't do that. Do you not make a certain amount of money? Because in my family, we don't do that. Are you not friends with certain groups of people? Because in my family, we just don't do that. What is your equation of we don't do music in this family, as in the movie Coco? Okay, so we're going to get into that. Oh, wait, my mom is coming in with a reminder. Thank you, mommy. Okay. It's a happy Sunday during Lent. Okay. All right. Thank you, Goddess Mommy, for reminding us about that, for those who are in alignment with that. Yes. Okay. So yes, absolutely. Absolutely. So this is really, really powerful for the work that we have been doing. Let's get into some gratitude, and then let's move forward on talking about those patterns and pathologies, as our great Elder Goddess Ianla Van Sant says, breaking patterns and pathologies. Yes? Yes. Okay. So come present in your beautiful body. Oh, maybe give a stretch. Oh, that feels so good. Ah, oh, stretch, stretch, stretch. Yes. Yes. Okay. So just come present. Come present in your body. Come present in this moment, in this beautiful, sacred, and magical Sunday. Be here now. Don't worry about what's going on, what happened yesterday, what's happening outside, what happened to those other people over there, or what they did to you, or what they're going to do, or whatever. Be here now. Our sacred assignment is to be here now. Be here now. Be here now. Be here now. And as you feel into your own energy, become conscious of your breathing. Nice big inhale. And exhale. Belly breaths. Inhale. And exhale. I want you to lean into the energy of the beautiful people here in our sacred circle to the left of us. I saw some folks in the UK in the chat. Okay. And I want you to just lean in energetically to the folks who are maybe to the right of us in this sacred circle. I saw some folks from Vancouver in the chat. Hello, Vancouver. And let's just bring it all together, together, together like this is nice. Ooh, and we begin with Mother, Father, God. Thank you so very much for bringing us together on this sacred, beautiful Sunday. Thank you so very much for helping us to find each other on this big, vast, and beautiful globe. Thank you, thank you, thank you so very much for waking us up today, for us to remember that if you are within the sound of my voice, within the beat of my heart, that our mission in this Earth School is far from complete. Thank you so very much for guiding us and gifting us with the prosperity, with the wealth, with the abundance to even have these incredible, miraculous devices, fancy devices for us to be able to communicate on. Thank you for helping us to be a beacon of love for ourselves, for our family, for our loved ones, for our communities, and for the world. Help us to radiate love. Help us to remember to choose love. Even when things are difficult, even when things are seemingly challenging, help us to remember to choose love. And as we are moving into the energy of the spring equinox, the shift as more light is coming into this part of the world, allow us also to bring in more light into our lives, to continue to walk in your light, to continue to learn how to be the light. Please continue to guide us and to keep us and to remind us at any moment in time where you would have us go, what you would have us do, what you would have us say, and to whom. And for all of this and so very much more, we are so very grateful. And in your name, we say, amen, Ashe, and so it is, and so it is, and so it is, and so it is, and so it is. Amen, Ashe, and so it is. Yes, 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 yes. Okay, so we were talking about how in the movie Coco, the main character Miguel is he feels music from every pore of his being. He feels like this is what he should be doing. But there is a mandate from his great, great, great grandmother that that is not what we do. This is not allowed. This is not the kind of people who we are. And there's so much about ourselves that even with all of the work that we may be doing on ourselves, that we are not aware of. There's a lot that we're not aware of. We may know ancestors if we can, hopefully for a few generations back. Some of us don't even have access to that, but we may know ancestors for a few generations back, but we have thousands of years of ancestral history. And so maybe when I move my hands like this, you know, I'm thinking, okay, you know, there's someone 1,000 years ago who did that, who moved that way, who came out into their community forum and, you know, I don't know, sat in front of their home, their hut, and said, "Happy Goddess Temple Sunday," and had conversations exactly like that. You don't know whose beauty you are walking in and living out. And at the same time, we don't know whose pain we are living out. And so when I have cried real tears over a rejection or hurt or a breakup or whatever it is, there is also the echo of someone's tears 1,000 years ago and everything in between that maybe sat, you know, in their equivalent of their kitchen floor, weeping and crying over whatever it is. We don't know. We're not aware. You know, we're aware of this much of it, but we're all a part of a much larger equation. Type into the comments, "I am part of a larger equation." We are a part of a larger equation. We see a bit of it, but we don't see the whole picture. But the beautiful thing is that when we allow ourselves to step into how spirit is calling us forward, and we allow ourselves to walk in the energy of the divine, then we are able to reclaim the energy, the power, the magic to transmute the fears, the challenges of those who walk before us, even if we may never know their names, even if we may never know their names or see their faces, or maybe we are seeing their faces when we look into the mirror or when we look into each other's eyes, or when, you know, we look at, you know, I look at my baby Ruby, who is 100%, I know from a fact, no one can tell me otherwise, is Granny Beryl, my grandma, Granny Beryl, you know. So this is the beautiful thing about our earth walk that we are here doing. And a reason why it is so important that we do work around healing trauma and healing fears and griefs and things that we have inherited and we are not even aware of. Yes, we are a part of a much larger equation. Thank you so much for sharing your stories in the comments. Yes. So I'll give you an example yesterday. So yesterday, my beautiful goddess Ruby and I were in the kitchen and we were baking brownies, and you did such a great job, Ruby. You are amazing. Then she was mixing and we were making brownies. And oh, actually, let me just share this part with you. Let me just tell you all this. So we're baking brownies, and the box of brownies we have is going to expire in January 2025. And the reason I know that is because when I bought the box of brownies, this box of brownies, I've had this carrying around this box for a long time, because initially when I purchased the box, it was for me manifesting many years ago, like, okay, I want to have a daughter that I'm doing these things with. I want to have a daughter. I'm envisioning having a daughter that I'm doing these things with. And I was like, okay, I've had this box of brownies, been carrying it around. And I'm like, okay, this box, I've had it for like five years or whatever. Like, oh, hopefully it's not going to go moldy or whatever. So I was tracking the date and kept the box in the fridge, and ended up actually moving it from where I lived before, from Harlem, to my new house. And we finally made the brownies yesterday. It's finally realized. Yesterday, we are part of a larger equation. So anyway, so we're in the kitchen, we're baking these brownies, and I'm waiting for the oven and like hoping that it works out because I have a an Emeril Lagasse air fryer that I love. It has like it's the French door one, and I couldn't get it off of the air fryer setting to the bake setting. So I'm like, I don't know if hopefully this is working out. I don't know if this is gonna work. Air frying these brownies versus baking them. Let's see. So we're standing there. I'm standing there in front of the oven like this. And Ruby's on top of a chair that helps her to stand and be able to work on the kitchen counter. And so I look over and she's standing there like this too, with her arms crossed. And I was like, I wasn't aware of my body language until I looked over and saw her body language. And I was like, oh no, like I don't want to be passing down like having closed off language. And I wasn't even aware that I was having that that physical body language either. And for those of you who aren't aware that, you know, the more that we close off our hands and close off our energy, it's just something to be aware of. You want to have open energy, allowing in the blessings, not, you know, closed off energy. So I was like, oh, I uncrossed my arms. And then I started to, unknowing to myself, drum my fingers on the kitchen counter. So I looked over and she started drumming her fingers on the kitchen counter. So all of this to say that there are things that we are passing on or have passed on, whether or not you even have kids, you are a person in the community. There is someone, I guarantee you, that is looking to you, looking at you, looking up to you, things that you are passing on and passing forward that, you know, you are not aware of. And like on the same tone, there are things that have been passed on and passed down to you that you're not aware of. There are things that have been passed down to you that you're not aware of. And so what we want to do is be more conscious. Conscious descendants and conscious future ancestors in how we are walking on this earth. Goddess Terry says, I had a dream about grief this morning. Thank you for sharing that. Goddess Priscilla says, that's the power, yes, of books and decks and movies. Yes, 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 absolutely, absolutely. And so it really struck me in watching this movie when they were talking about, you know, like I said, that, you know, well, under no circumstance are we allowed to have music. You know, if someone had that imperative and you are now the great, great, great grandchild of it, how is it affecting you possibly? Where are you selling yourself short in your love relationships, in your friendships, in your money and abundance, in your career, in your resilience and your strength, in your story and your idea of who you are? Who are you? Are you just a, you know, reflection of nameless people who lived a long time ago? Or are you here to evolve their story and evolve their consciousness and take the things that we inherited from them, and now you're going to evolve it? Type into the comments, I'm an evolver. We're evolvers. I don't even know if that's a real word. I'm an evolver, but we're evolvers. I am an evolver. Type into the comments, I am an evolver. That's who we are. We're evolvers. So we're not here just to regurgitate and to, you know, to do what already has been done, to recreate all that already has been created. We are here to evolve consciousness going forward. Yes, we are evolvers. We are evolvers. We're here to take things forward, to take things to the next level. Type into the comments, I am here to take things to the next level. And so how do you do that? How do you do that? It begins with listening to the whispers within your own soul. It begins with the things that you feel like you want to do, but you are afraid to do. It begins with looking at the leading edge where you are feeling like, okay, this is, you know, I feel like I want to, I don't know, whatever the wildest dream is. I want to sing and be on stages. I want to, you know, one of my, someone who I know who I follow on Instagram, I'm so proud of her. At 55, I think she said, she just released an album that she did. She said she did it many years ago and she just put it out into the world. She is an evolver. She is here, yes, like Goddess Keisha, to take things to the next level. Listening to the whispers of your soul. What is your soul whispering to you? What is your soul saying to you? Either let's do this, or let's do more of this, or let's do less of this. Think about that. Think about that for a second and let me know in the comments. I know it's a big question, but what is your soul whispering to you? What is your soul saying to you? That you're saying, I'm too old. It's too late for me. You know, people like me don't do this. People like me don't do that. Goddess Marlene says, I've always wanted my parents to travel and they didn't. So I'm being an explorer and traveling, seeing the world. Yes. And I can attest to that because Goddess Marlene is one of my beautiful retreat alums. And in fact, if you look at her picture that is on the screen right now, boom, that is her at the Goddess Retreat in Belize, in Southern Belize. Yes. Where she came, we all had a little casita on the beach. She is an evolver. Her soul is saying to her, let us travel. This is what we're going to do. This is what we're here to do. What are you? What is the next level for you? What are the whispers of your soul? Is your soul whispering, you know, like let's blog? Is your soul whispering, I want to make videos and have a conversation? Is your soul whispering, I want to go speak on stages? Is your soul whispering, I want to be a mother to a daughter, as someone said here. Goddess Catherine says her soul is whispering, breathe, get outside. Will you please dance? Okay, and release any body shame, my beauty. Yes. What is your soul whispering to you? Goddess Terry says her soul is guiding her to be a root worker and to connect with her ancestors, be an herbalist. Yes. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. That is, and it's so interesting, Goddess Terry, even though we have never been in physical space together that I know of, that's to me who you are. Like I read that energy, everything that you all are saying that your soul is whispering to you, I see it and it's in alignment. It doesn't seem like a stretch at all. It's like, oh, well, that's who you are. Of course. Absolutely. Yes, Goddess Ileade says, her soul is saying, be unapologetic about being your authentic self. Yes, Goddess Priscilla's soul is whispering to her, never give up. Ah, oh, type that in the comments. Never give up. Never give up. Yay. Goddess Priscilla is saying she can't wait for the priestesshood to start. It's starting April 15th. April 15th, the priestesshood will be beginning. Yes. Absolutely. Yes. Oh my goodness. I love this. Everything that you all are saying is so in alignment with who you are. So in alignment with who you are. Goddess Marlene says, yes, at 60 years old, I want to see other cultures. My first mountain climb and loved it at 60. That is beautiful. I have another retreat client who, I think it was at 50, she started to do triathlons. Triathlons. So I said to her, I was like, were you already an athlete? She's like, no. She went and she learned to swim. She learned to ride a bike. What's the other part of triathloning? Running? She started doing triathlons. That is amazing and beautiful and wonderful and in alignment. And how great for us. How lucky for us that we live in a time that allows that. I love that for us. Type in the comments, I love that for me. Everything you're saying, type in the comments, I love that for me. I love that for us. I love that for us. Goddess Michelle says, my mother just stopped and froze at what she loved and doing art and being an artist. I'm creating art and connecting to my healing root of Louisiana. Oh, that is so beautiful. So beautiful. Oh my goodness. One of my daughter's teachers, her father was an artist because they do such beautiful art projects that I said to her, I said, are you an artist, Miss Such and Such? And she says, my dad was an artist. And so now she gets to work with our children, the most important humans and create art with them. That is amazing that her soul is whispering. She's evolver. She's an evolver. She's an evolver. Goddess, okay, Jamaican Douglas says, dance, her soul is whispering, dance and get into choreography again. You're not too old to begin. No, you are absolutely not. Absolutely not. This is your time. That is great. Begin your choreography. Yes, that is beautiful. Lucky us. I love this for us. I love this for us. Shy Goddess says, my soul is whispering to me to speak up and share my story. Yes, we look forward to your story. I love that for us. I love that for you. Goddess Serenity says, I am an evolver and I am here to take things to the next level. Goddess Tynesha is affirming, yes, never give up, never give up, never give up. Yes, never give up. Whatever it is that your soul is whispering to you, this is the time, because we are as young as we ever will be. So right this moment, whatever story you're telling yourself, if your story is about being too old or whatever it is, you are as young as you ever will be. Yay, Goddess Michelle says, at 56, got my art degree for interior design and architecture. I love that for you. I love that for us. That is beautiful. Yay. Oh my goodness. What a beautiful, beautiful circle of humans that we manifested for each other. I love this for us. Never ever give up. I love this for us. How beautiful. Yes. My mommy is affirming. I love that for me. I love that for me. Oh my goodness. Yes. Yes. 100%. 100%. And as we evolve consciousness, if you are blessed enough to be able to be raising your young ones, or have raised your young ones and now you're raising your parents, if you're blessed to still have your elders, hold space for them too, you know, in order for them to be able to move forward. So my mommy, let me call her out. Where's her? I love that for me. Here it is. Let me put it on the screen. I love that for me, Miss Norma says. Let me call my mommy out. My mom is a writer, and my parents are actually the first writers that I ever met. And my mom would write children's stories for me and read me stories. When I said, well, what happened next? She would write stories. So we want Goddess Norma to write her stuff and put it out there. She does it for her Facebook peeps. She writes her sermons and things for her Facebook peoples. And I love that for her. But we want her to put her stuff out there and put her book out there. So y'all do me a favor right now. And if you are watching this live, or even if you're watching this on replay, type into the comments, Norma, you're a writer. Type that into the comments. I want my mommy to just see that. Type into the comments, Norma, you are a writer. Norma, you're a writer. I love that for her. And I love that for me. And I know that she feels, because she has said it, that, you know, she is living her writing artist dreams through, you know, my brother is doing amazing things with computers. My sister is an incredible visual artist. And then my work. And she feels like, okay, she's living through us, which is great. But we want you to live through you. Don't live through me. Live through you. Yes. Look, Norma, you're a writer. The goddesses are telling you, mommy, look, Norma, you're a writer. Yes. Norma, you're a writer. They are telling you. They are telling you. Goddess Marlene says, yes, Goddess Norma, write those books. They are needed. Norma, you're a writer. Yes. Your daughter, Damali, type in the comments, Norma, you're a writer. Yes. I love that for you. I love that for us. Look, Goddess Sharon is saying, I am producing my book of poetry this year. She's another one of my retreat goddesses who, even in her time coming to the retreat and beyond, that she has created a whole new life for herself. And I love that for her. I love that for her. She shifted everything about who she is, who she was, stepped into her truth in a new and exciting way. And some people in her life were on board and got to stay on for the ride. Some were not. And she said, deuce. Pieces, peace to you, and move forward. And I love that for her. Everyone is not going to be on board. Everyone is not going to be like, okay, this is great. This is what you should be doing. But that's okay. It doesn't matter. It's not their dream. It's your dream. Spirit is not whispering your stuff to their soul. Spirit is whispering to your soul what you should be doing. Okay. And so this is your time. This is your time. Type into the comments, everyone. This is my time. This is my time. This is your time right now, right this minute. Tomorrow is not promised. The next hour is not promised. Right this minute is our gift. Right this minute is our time. We are evolvers. We are evolving the wonderful things that we have inherited, breaking the patterns of what we have inherited that is no longer in alignment. And with that energy, we move forward. We move forward. Yes, it's your dream. Our world is a legacy. Well said, Goddess Terry. Our world is a legacy. Your life is a legacy. And this is your time. Let me know if you are receiving that today, my beauties. This is your time. Yes. So come hang out with me all this week on Hay House's social channels at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Rearrange your lunch. 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're celebrating the launch of the Secrets of the Ancestors Oracle. If you didn't get it yet, go get it. Whenever you're watching this, order it now. Okay? And I will see you in our next session. Yay. Thank you for blessing me with your presence, with your love and your light today. This is our time. Yay. See you next session. This is your time.